Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the star line by a simple mechanic from New Jersey with more than four decades of experience in automotive and racing industries. He has worked with the biggest names in racing, now told his story to Joe Garner. It's called Trophies and Scarves. We welcome the NASCAR Hall of Famer who loves building fast cars, Ray Everham.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Absolutely great. Ray, let's go beyond Mike. Why was telling your story important to you, and which was the biggest scar?
Really, I've been fortunate to have had interaction with some of the greatest names in motorsports history, the Andretti's, Unser's, Earnhardt's, Petty's, and worked with, Roger Penske, Rick Hendrick, people like that. So I felt a responsibility to have, to be able to tell those stories, as a keeper of some of those tales. And, I think more importantly, all of the people who helped me along the way needed to know that they were a part of it and that they didn't waste their time helping that simple mechanic from New Jersey. So, there were lots of reasons, but, again, preserving the stories and history of the sport and letting people know that a little bit of encouragement goes a long way when you meet a young person trying to make it.
As you talked to Joe, is there one story you held back on telling him because it was too personal, or did you let it all hang out?
Well, if you read that book, I pretty much let it all hang out, right? There were no secrets. And again, that was very important because I thought if I was going to write a true autobiography and didn't tell the truth and didn't tell what I was actually feeling, then it would have been, hypocritical. And I didn't want it. I wanted people to know that, look, along the way, the scars that you get are sometimes self-inflicted. You don't have the experience you need. What do they say? Experience is something you get after you need it. Whether right or wrong, I wanted people to know honestly what I was thinking. And when I look back at it, the things that I felt like I did right and the things that I felt like I did wrong and would do them over.
Always looking to the future. Your Lakota tribe name is Migaso, or Eagle. How has motorsports improved from when you started to today?
Well, I don't know. I can't say that motorsports itself has improved, right? But it's changed. And you can't put the genie back in the bottle when it comes to technology. And the biggest thing in motorsports right now is the development of the tools that we build the cars and we measure speed and information. And I think that's taken some of the human element out. And I'm hoping that there's some way we can find a way to get that back. But right now, the world, has just gone exponentially with the technology. Just look at your phone or your watch or compared to where it was when I started racing. So I think that, racing has kept up certainly with that technology curve and maybe a little bit ahead of it in some areas. But me, I'd still like to see it come down to the Earnhardts and the Andretti's and the Foyts.
Have cars gotten too fast due to technology?
Oh, well, you're asking the wrong guy because, the old thing, there's no such thing as a car too fast, right? I think the cars have become very identical and the faster they go, the more narrow the driving line gets. So there's not as much passing and side-by-side racing. But again, as things evolve, it's got to be about speed. People want to see drivers driving, doing things they can't do. And not a lot of people are running around at 190, 200 miles an hour. That Texas race yesterday, them guys were spinning out, they were, I think it proved that, look, they're not just riding around out there. They're on the edge. They're on the edge every lap. And I think that's what puts people in the stands. When you see an athlete do something that you really don't think you can do, you'll pay to go see him.
Ray Everham is the author of Trophies and Scars, and he joins us beyond the mic for the Rocking Eight. Ray, all this is eight random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure. You lent Roger Penske a quarter, and it was a good investment in your future. Other than Jeff Gordon and your family, who's the one person you enjoyed helping succeed?
Most of it, it's hard to pick one, but a lot of the young people that ask me how they can get into racing, I try and help them as much as I can.
What's your favorite car you've ever owned?
The 1958 Chevy from American Graffiti. I still own it.
What's a car you never liked?
The Yugo.
How about your best memory of Haslett, New Jersey?
High school days and my friends driving around in my Chevelle.
And scaring yourself with a wrestler, but you're going to have to read the book to find out the story why.
Best NASCAR track right now?
Darlington, still one of my favorite tracks. It's a place where drivers, chiefs, everybody's got to be on your game to win at Darlington.
So, Ray, what's your daily driver?
I drive, believe it or not, I drive a Jeep Sahara, and I like it. I've got decent-sized tires on it, some rock sliders and tough front rear bumpers, and I can, if I get impatient in traffic, I just drive off the road if I feel like it.
If you weren't going to be in racing, what career would you have liked to try?
I think things like the entertainment industry, you know, I would love to have built cars or sets or develop things for the movie industry.
Best thing about Erin?
She's a badass sprint car driver. She the only lady ever to win a World Outlaws event, but there's just something about watching her drive a sprint car.
It's time for the back half with a simple mechanic from New Jersey. Book is called Trophies and Scars. It is Ray Everham. Be on the mic. Ray, you recently acquired the IROC brand, which you say in your book taught you discipline and gave you the skills to build a winning team. I know you plan to offer entertainment services and exhibitions, but is there a possibility of bringing back the good old International Race of Champions? And how would that make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel great. You know, that's a dream. You know, I felt like there in IROC, its day is a huge part of automotive history. And I still think that there's a place for a series like IROC in the sport. But a lot of things have to fall in place to make that happen. But yes, that would be a dream of mine.
What kind of car would you like IROC to run today?
We would build and design a car that was very different, so we didn't have manufacturers' problems and it didn't favor one style of driver. So if you could come up with a car that was a cross between a stock car, an Indy car, and a Formula One car, that'd be exactly what I'd build.
What's your favorite racing memory?
I believe it's so hard to pick a favorite racing memory, but you'll never, ever forget about the first race, the first NASCAR race that Jeff Gordon and I won, Coke 600 in 1994, backed up by the Brickyard in 94. So those two, you know, those two were the ones that I felt like really put that checkbox and made you feel like, okay, if I get run over by a bus tomorrow, I've accomplished something.
You are big into helping others reach their dreams. What's the biggest tip you have?
Well, the same thing I tell people, you know, in business, you know, when we go out and speak and things like that, it's got to start with commitment. The first thing that you've got to do is look up commitment in a dictionary and say, am I willing? Am I really willing to work to be above average? Because, you know, the average in the world is 75%. You know, you work that little bit extra in the details, like Roger Penske taught me and Rick Hendrick taught me and Jay Signore, the people that say, look, you've got to give that little bit extra and you'll be in a small field of people. So whatever you choose to do, you've got to be willing to make that commitment and go above and work harder and do things that other people just aren't willing to do.
It's time for one big question with Ray Everham. Book is called Trophies and Scars, and he joins us beyond the mic. You've been part of so many great races, people, friendships, and stories in racing. Who's the one person you miss the most today?
I miss racing Dale Earnhardt. He drove me to be better because I was a huge Dale Earnhardt fan. And when, you know, that whole love-hate relationship, when you hate to be beat by somebody, but you love racing them because you know that they are putting you at your best. And I think that racing Dale Earnhardt head-to-head for, you know, the 6 or 7 years that Jeff Gordon got and I got to do it, made us both better racers.
We're going to sneak in one more. Has your love of racing changed since you started?
You know, not so much my love of racing, my love of certain divisions of racing. You know, when I go to the short track or when tomorrow Jeff Gordon and I are going to play at a road course together that nobody even knows we're going to be there, right? You know, it's not a big, but my love of working on the race car and racing is still exists where it was. You know, after next year, it'll be 50 years in the sport. So, you know, my body and things don't, my mind keeps telling my body, hey, you can do it. And my body keeps telling my mind, you know, that my mind's an idiot, but you know, I don't think I've lost any of my passion for auto racing. Some of the competition and the way that we have to race now at the top levels probably doesn't interest me, so I play with my vintage cars.
His wife is a badass sprint car driver, Mrs. Dale Earnhardt, and wants you to read his book, Trophies and Scars. Ray Everham, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you, Sean.
And that, my friends, is I'll Be on the Mic Shortcut.
If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.